The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Talking in vacation period. Shalom Uvracha. We're talking about talking in the vacation period. So, I'm now on my vacation period. Happened to be in the Merkaz, Ramat Beit Shemesh, behind schedule. That's why I'm here right now. And Baruch Hashem, they haven't been here in a while. It's nice to see you. One of the things that can make or break a vacation is, do we think we are making the vacation, or do we realize that we plan all kind of things, but lemaisa, for things to really happen, it's only Hashem's decision to make it happen. Nothing is in our hands. And if you notice, yeah, sometimes people, they can spend a tremendous amount of money in very fancy vacation, and the whole time they're being frustrated. Why? Because they make up to go on a certain trip at, let's say, 8 o'clock in the morning, and one of their kids get up late, and, oh, you're ruining the whole thing, and thrown out of bed, and everything's starting off. Finally, the kid gets into place, and they're about to start things, or get into the car, and like 5 minutes later, they remember that they forgot their credit card at home, and mama's already falling apart. And then they get to wherever they plan to get to, and they didn't realize that it's only open 5 days a week and not the day they came. V'chule, v'chule. And like I said, it could be a non-stop frustrating experience. What causes it to be frustrating? Because the person had his plan, and he has to make it go the way he wants. But it doesn't go the way he planned. His trip was a failure. And the truth is, that's not what it's all about.
Kol HaLashon.
The success of a trip is, or a vacation is, a person in a pleasant atmosphere. And he has all sorts of things that they do. And he makes the best of the atmosphere that he's in. If he has that attitude, then no matter what happens, he can enjoy it. He can even laugh at it. That, oh, I thought I had everything planned out, and it didn't work the way I wanted it to work. And then enjoy being in a different environment and being with his family and make everybody feel good and not make them feel terrible about what they're doing. Then we get 100% full toelis out of what we're doing. Because once again, the toelis is two things: to rest up, change of pace, and also the strength. The family feeling that we're all part of one thing and we're all doing it together. And come on, if we do the way I'm saying, you're also stressing, you catch that for this vocal. You take situations which may not work exactly the way they want and say, you know what, I did my best, and if I coach both decide otherwise, I'm also happy with that, and I'm going to make the best of it, and I'm going to enjoy it. So, it's interesting that There's something called in Hebrew tihul and something called halicha. Halicha means I'm going to a certain destination. Whereas the tihul is that I'm just going, and the trip itself is the thing I'm doing. I'm looking at different things, interacting with different things. There's no real destination that I'm going to. I eventually will end up in a certain destination, but that's what it's all about. Every part of it has some value. In other words, in the case of halicha, if I could get to, after I have an appointment in another city, if I'd have a machine that would get me there in 1 second, that'd be great. And it's you, no, I don't want to give up that chelik. And that's what we should look at this type of situation. We're going away, the whole thing is one big to you, and every second of it is something that we can use in a positive fashion, whether we're going to where we plan to go or not. Yes, Hashem, everyone should have a restful time, which will mechazik our relations with one another, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and give us a little change of pace and rest. peace of mind. And Hashem le'a bracha v'atzlocha, kol tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.